Hello. I know it's been a long time since I've uploaded an episode. I will hopefully try and get back to a regular cadence as time permits. But today I wanted to talk about crypto in general and kind of use this as more of a warning and kind of like a major piece of advice as well. And the biggest news has been all surrounding FTX and how it's been imploding. Customers haven't been able to withdraw their money, even though there were a lot of like well-known famous people who have invested in the platform. At this point, they can pretty much expect to have lost all their money. But that's kind of like an ongoing thing. And just today, I read some articles saying that another exchange called BlockFi, which was supposed seemingly safe, has paused withdrawals as well. So the crypto industry as a whole has been kind of going downhill lately. Now, just to be clear, I'm no crypto expert or anything, but I definitely am more familiar with things like finance and the stock market. But what I can say is that one of the main things people say is not your keys, not your coins. And what that means is when you're putting money into an exchange and you're buying coins, basically you're buying it on a platform. But even though the platform says you've bought a certain amount of coins and now you hold it, you actually don't really own it. Because if you think about it, at any point in time, if the platform has an issue, you basically have no way of recovering your crypto if something bad happens. So, due to the nature of the crypto industry as a whole, it's for the most part still lacks a lot of regulation. It's definitely completely different than like the stock market, which has tons of regulation. And I would definitely advise if you, now, just to be clear, I'm not a crypto expert or anything, but I'm just kind of telling common sense that if you have bought any crypto on some kind of platform, that you should transfer that crypto to your own personal wallet that you have custody over. And there's more than one way of doing this. You can either create a software wallet. So like let's say you have something like Bitcoin. There's a lot of places online that allows you to generate like a Bitcoin wallet. But that's just like one way of doing it. But I would definitely There are also other wallets that support multiple cryptocurrencies. One that I use is called Exodus, and what it does is when you create a wallet through Exodus, you basically will have your own kind of keys that you get to store personally yourself, such that if you're If you ever lose your wallet, you can recover it with these keys, which are also like pretty much like these key phrase words. So if you have any crypto on an exchange, you should transfer it to one of these wallets that you have control over. That way, if a platform such as FTX or BlockFi ever shuts down, you will not be affected because all your coins will be in your own personal wallet. If you want to be even safer than a software wallet, there are things called hardware wallets. And the difference is that you have this piece of hardware which has the keys embedded in the hardware securely, and it's been securely handled by a company, and you basically purchase this hardware device. It kind of looks like a USB stick, and it allows you to put your coins onto this device, and the hardware acts as like your key. The reason this is considered more secure is because this hardware device generally does not touch the internet. And what I mean by that is that even if you plug in this hardware device into a computer that does have the internet, in general, some website or software will not be able to access the device, because it just simply wouldn't know how to because it's encrypted. So, yeah, that's my common sense advice for whoever's listening. I actually had some money in Celsius, and Celsius has been in kind of like this bankruptcy mode, and I didn't put a lot of money in there. So at this point, I don't expect to get my money back from Celsius. Maybe eventually I might get some, but I don't think I will. So that's what prompted me to move in the direction of having control over my own wallet. Right now, crypto is pretty much like the Wild West. You don't know what's going to happen. There's very little regulation. So the best thing you can do is if you own any crypto, reduce your risk as much as possible. Put your coins in your own wallet. And even if you do put your coins in your own wallet, at the same time, check and glance over the coins that you do have and make sure that they are coins that make sense to you in holding, because right now there's a lot of question marks that are kind of like being raised over a lot of coins, even more well-known ones. In fact, actually today I just saw some headlines somewhere saying that Coinbase was going to stop kind of like stop the trading eventually on coins such as like XLM Stellar, which is something they've been using heavily with their Coinbase card. So that definitely seems like a red flag to me to kind of like rein in your risk. Make sure the coins that you have are something that is actually like being used and the project makes sense and not just some wishful thinking. And also, if you have too much in one coin, definitely try and either spread the risk, or maybe you need to allocate your coins differently. Maybe put it back into more well-known major coins such as Bitcoin or Ethereum. So yeah, I hope that helps. This was just more of a public service announcement. If anything, I hope it at least reminds you to at least think twice about what you have currently. And while we're on the topic of finance, quickly just wanted to say that, yeah, I've been seeing a lot of news headlines say that many experts think there's going to be a recession in 2023. I don't know how true that is, but definitely got me thinking about maybe I can either hold more cash, or when I'm putting money into stocks or investments, to kind of either stay the course or put the money in less risky investments, because the market is just very uncertain right now. A lot of tech companies are laying off. And yeah,